Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Careful, because for real, You know, I believe in my heart that the coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever way you want to call it, is going to surge up because people have cabin fever for being stuck in the house. They can't wait for anything to be open. You know, so they're going to run to these stores. Like you're talking about barbershops and hairstylists going to be open. What the hell in God's creation would make somebody think that somebody over your head cutting your hair, washing your hair, that is not 6 to 13 feet apart. You're going to catch something, let them breathe on you. Oh, hell no, it ain't going to be me. So y'all think what y'all want to think. But I just want to say, woo, I'm so glad to have Mark and Chris back with me. Those are my babies. So before I bring on my special guest, one of our homegirls, Jenny, I got to say hi to my babies first. How you doing, Mark?
Great. I'm glad to be back from vacation in good health and safety.
I know, right? And how you been doing, Chris?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Baby, I'm doing fine. It's just so good to have the group back, you know, the trio, because, you know, even though it was needed to spend some time with the family, I miss y'all guys, and I thank you, Chris, for calling in for our weekly tune-up on Wednesday, even though it's not going to start till next Wednesday. But, Mark, you didn't do it. So we're going to have to smack your little hands. But, you know, we're going to get back to that in a minute. But without further ado, our special guest, man, she's going to tell you about healing cellular trauma, you know. So without further ado, we're going to put this woman on the line. How you doing, Jenny?
Oh, I'm really great, and I feel so honored, Carrie, for you asking me to come back again. I just remember what a wonderful conversation we had last time. So thank you.
Girl, baby, anytime you're on the show, it's his home. If you got something new going down the pipe, whether you got a book or a speaking engagement, or you just want to talk trash or whatever, just give me a little holler. Call me, Mr. Mark. We'll get you back here because this is family now. So, you know, when you got a family, you can go visit anytime you want.
That's true. As long as I'm wearing my mask.
I know that's right. Don't breathe on me. So I know Mark is so excited you're here. So I'm gonna let Mark ask his question first, and I'm gonna kick it over to Chris.
Hi, Jenny. I'm so happy to have you back on the show. I have Jenny's wonderful book, Spiritual Anatomy, which helped me to start to heal old physical injuries and help bring my body into alignment. Thank you for that, Jenny.
Oh, you're welcome, darling. You're welcome. So glad I could help. Yeah.
Your book talks about your body remembers everything deep down on a cellular level. How can we begin to deal with those old bodily memories, by the trauma, by healing the trauma?
Oh, such a journey. You know, I really, what surprises me with so many people, you know, here we are walking around in this physical structure. And most of us do not have full awareness of the majesty that this organism is. I mean, we think, okay, it's muscles and bones and memories, and, you know, I have a brain and that gets me from here to the grocery store. But what really interests me and excites me is, who are we really? And what are we embodying? And so in my study of anatomy, physiology, my work started purely in the body. And yes, I always knew that this body was the warehouse of our spirituality. I always knew that. However, until I really unraveled where tension and anxiety and the stories that got embedded in the muscles and tissues of my very being. I mean, I had no idea that physical ailment, physical manifestation of holding on to the stories of life produce illness.
I can understand that. You know why, Jenny? Because people who have been traumatized, whether in vehicle accidents, abuse or whatever, you know, sometimes, you know, you think that you have gotten past it, like your body has healed, but sometimes all you need is a trigger, a certain word or whatever, and, you know, you feel everything, you know, because your brain usually blocks things to cover you from being hurt. It, like, you know, like we put, like, a bandage on a cut, our brain will sometimes take things away so that we don't be continually hurting. So I get
exactly. That. Yeah. And as this small little being child,
mm-hmm.
we actually made very good decisions in putting that Band-Aid on.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we don't have the support of the big people in our lives to actually feel and let go of the tension and be supported to let go and feel the terror and the rage, then we have to close the system down. And that is actually smart. And like you say, fast forward, and then how come a person is not being successful in their life in a certain way? How come decisions are being made that are the same over and over and over again? Like choosing the same kind of relationship that mirror the old pattern, the old story. And so what I discovered, because I'm so fascinated by the energy system in the body, is that as
you know, talking about what you're saying, another thing as well, sometimes people, they create bad patterns for themselves because those levels that they go through or environments they grew up in, whether it's an environment where a child is raised watching her parents being abused, that's their norm. So they find themselves in dysfunctional relationships because that's their norm. You know, they got to break out of these patterns of, you know, what has hurt us, what we have observed, to find out what really is healthy, you know. And if people don't know that, they ought to understand. When you find yourself repeatedly in bad relationships, it's something that you got to break free from. But I'm going to stop real quick, and I'm going to let Chris ask this question before I keep running my mouth. Go ahead, Chris, baby.
All right. Well, my question, Jenny, is during this pandemic, what is the best way to heal from cellular trauma?
Ooh. Wow, Chris, that's a fabulous question.
Yep.
I mean, if the trauma is stored in the very tissues and fabric of our structure, then in a crisis situation, like we are in right now, one that we can't really, I mean, we are sequestered at home, most of us.
Yeah.
We can't deflect as much as we would if we're out in our world. So someone who's going to work every single day doesn't really have to think about what is going on underneath the fabric of their being. But now, this is an amazing opportunity. The only way to bring forth the energy that has been stuck It has to happen in relation. So a lot of people are completely alone at this time. And a lot of people are also on their computers, on Zoom calls. My life, my clients, my communities, my sanghas, my spiritual sanghas are all online on Zoom. And people are actually feeling the deep grief. There is so much grief that is coming out of the earth right now into our cellular beings. I mean, people, clients are telling me, and myself included, all of a sudden, I could just start crying. Not because there's any current problem, but because of the enormous sadness and grief that is coming forth in our culture and our society because of this quiet that we have dropped into. And it's not comfortable. It is not comfortable. It hurts. It's scary.
It makes me see, you know, how vulnerable we are as human beings. And for people who don't have a spiritual relationship with a higher being of their choice, I'm not trying to tell people who to believe into, but I believe in Jehovah God. But the thing is, we see now that we are losing so many people to death. People are scrambling around trying to figure out what's the best thing to do. And it just puts the spotlight on us like, yeah, all we are humans, and we can't stop it. This tragedy is a global thing. It's not a localized thing. And so it kind of lets you see that we are frail in the scheme of things. You know, so this energy is real because you turn around. Like, I had a cousin of mine call me last week from New York, and she's younger than me, and she hasn't told me, and she lost, like, four or five of her employees to the coronavirus, and she wanted to make sure, you know, I was still good, you know, and we don't talk that often, but the love is still there, you know, and that's scary. You know, I hate to think that I'm talking to you, Jenny, I'm talking to you, Chris, I'm talking to you, Mark, and that, you know, next week when the show already starts, somebody tell me that y'all lapsed with from the COVID-19. This is scary, right. You know. And so the cellular trauma I feel right now, because my body's all tensed up. You know, I'm going outside with face gear, gloves and stuff, you know, looking like I'm a bandit. And, you know, that stuff is scary. I don't care what nobody thinks. That's got me all tense. And, you know, when your body gets tense, your body gets to aching, because all of a sudden, every time I think about this, my back gets to hurting. I'd be saying, ooh, you know, because I feel like I'm having cellular trauma right now because of what I'm going through, what the world is going through, and it doesn't seem like, you know, there is anything in sight. It seems like there's something that slowed it down, but it's coming back with a vengeance, and I'm scared. You know, you can say what you want to say. I believe that God is real, and I'm not afraid to die, but I'm scared to just to see what's going to happen. I see, you know, when it first came out, people was acting like animals, snatching up all the toilet paper at the store, not trying to be helpful and compassionate for what other people needed. It was like, you know, damn, what's really going on? Is it going to get to the point that when supplies are low or whatever, they will start robbing you for the food? And then we see that the meat companies, Tyson, Smithsonian, whatever that company is, they shut down, you know. So the meat price is going to soar. You know, the produce, you know, they're killing that. You know, the beer, you know, they're pouring that out because, you know, what is going to happen when, you know, because right now the stimulus check that people are supposed to get, that ain't going to last. You know, and it's getting to the point where I feel like, you know, we're coming to a society where you got to have your guns and stuff because gun sales has gone up. So I don't know what it's called, but me, I believe that I'm a victim of cellular trauma because my whole body is on pins and needles and shit. You know, I'm you know, that's just me. What do I know?
Well, you know a lot, darling. You know what is living in the very tissues of your being, you know. And so in a crisis like this, Chris, when you ask this question, old patterns resurface. Like, where does this grief come from? Mm-hmm. I was born into the grief. I was born into generations and generations of grief.
Yeah, I have too.
Generations of sadness, generations of anger, generations of not being cared for.
Wow.
So that the essence of our being, the divine essence of our being, can be free. And so we are a whole global community that...
Yeah, well, if you don't know nothing else, we here love
you.
All three of us, we love you.
Yeah, we're terrified. Fear on this planet has been ruling us. And protection and the separation between each other. I mean, you talk about the maxim, I feel that. I mean, being in nature is one of my most precious ways of living. And so I'm going outside to walk the dog, and I have my mask, and I have to watch. Oh, is that person coming right toward me? Oh, there's a person who's jogging. And he
Baby, you talking about walking your dog, you know, they had a dog on TV had COVID-19. I said, what? You know, make me afraid not to walk my dog. I let him run out in the backyard. But, you know, other people, they don't have yards, you know, maybe living in apartments or whatever.
Right.
But, you know, when they said a dog had it, I said, damn.
Yes. And so everybody is afraid. And through my mask, when I pass someone, not a runner because they run by so fast, but passing people, I'm like, hi, how are you today? Hi.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have their heads down.
Yes,
like
yes,
you
I
watch,
know.
You notice that, the body language?
Uh-huh.
And it's coming, the old fear of the other. The other, or maybe that person has symptoms. And people are walking around terrified of each other.
Well, Mark, what you think about that?
Oh, I've noticed it firsthand, you know, just by people's, like their body language and how they, some people, especially older people, they shy away from you. They turn the other way. There was this African-American woman on the bus the other day that she just kept looking over her shoulder like, you know, like we were all out to get her. And I looked at her and I wanted to, you know, tell her that everything was going to be okay, but she was terrified.
Yeah. It's everything is highlighted. Everything. In our life, we've never experienced anything like this. You know, I mean, I listened to a 100-some-odd-year-old man who went through the 1918 flu epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And he recited exactly the same things that we are talking about. And so how do we come to this place of releasing in our conversations with each other? We need to make room, not just how are you doing? How can I listen to you? How can I, what is it that your body, your psyche, and your soul would want to say to me? How can I support you? How can I support you by listening? And Terry, when you expressed moments ago your fear I could feel in my nervous system,
mm-hmm.
because I'm not listening with my mind, and I'm not ready to say, oh, yeah, I understand, Terry. I feel the same way. No, I want to listen from a completely different place, from a place of, oh, Terry, I really can feel your fear. I could feel how concerned you are. And allow that energy to come forward. It's what very few of us ever experienced in our early life.
Right.
How many of us had experiences where the parent, you know, we fell down, or we came home and there was a school incident, or I felt shame,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't have anywhere to express the shame.
Oh,
like, oh,
God, yeah.
I got something happened, and I was so ashamed.
And that's the biggest thing to deal with, being ashamed,
yes.
and to own it. That's the most terrible thing to have to deal with.
Yes. And so there isn't any place to bring that forward when we were young. So there's no big people to say, oh, honey, tell me, and how does that feel? Oh, I'm so scared. I was so scared. I did something so wrong. I said something so wrong. I'm so ashamed. And have someone hold me and allow me to feel that, not just to say it, but to feel it. That's how it comes out of the cellular body. Otherwise, it informs me and forms me, and actually forms my tissues and my muscles around my bones. So how I hold myself, like just feel in your body shame. What happens? What happens in your body language? What is your position of your body? Like, what do your shoulders do and your head? And
wow.
Can you feel that? Like, how did I just drop my head as if my chest is caved in.
Mm-hmm.
And interesting, my fists are clenched.
Wow.
Now, that's
wow.
interesting. I just noticed that. So I'm like huddled inside myself, and I could feel the old pattern of, oh, I have to hold on, hold on, Ginny, hold on.
Exactly.
And then that pattern prevents energetic movement through the spinal cord, because the spinal cord houses the nervous system. And the nervous system is the home of the light of the divine. So when we are birthed, when mommy's cell and daddy's cell come together, and
well,
then...
Yeah. I will let you hold that note. I have to take a little break, and I'm going to be back shortly. Stay with us.
Okay.
Take up too much of your time, but just thought I'd get you a ring and see how you're doing. How's everything? A friend of mine told me he saw you the other day.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Said you were still looking good. Made me feel kind of good, you know. Told me that you did ask about me. I've been really meaning to kind of get to talk to you before now, but you know how a man's pride is sometimes kind of won't let him do what he wants to do. Guess what?
There ain't no future, babe.
I know this is gonna knock you in.
Lord, how can I go on without you?
I even went out and got a gig. Oh, we got you not hip to the hip talk. Plain JLB, baby. Working 8 hours a day. All the overtime I can get. I don't know, I guess it might be too late, but.
How can we be, and hopefully you can follow what I'm saying, because there is a purpose, but how can we become activists for our cellular trauma, meaning how can we fight for our, you know, for to have a healthier life away from cellular trauma?
I want to really feel that, Chris.
Wow.
it's beautiful. Do you know Andrew Harvey? Have you heard of Andrew Harvey?
No, I don't.
Andrew Harvey is a Christian mystic, and he is an activist, and he's an activist for telling the truth about what it is in society that we are not expressing. And because we're not expressing from the depth of our own cellular system. So when you ask me that question, I have to be my own best friend, and I have to feel, even though feeling is not very comfortable. So when I talked a little bit ago about the grief and people are crying not only for their own situation, but we are feeling the collective trauma, not just our individual trauma. We're feeling the collective. We're feeling the global, generational trauma. It's like what is happening in our society now is it's all coming out of the earth. And so to be an activist doesn't mean that I need to get out on the street with a placard and demand that stores be opened.
Mm-hmm.
Being an activist means that I activate what is lying so dormant in my cellular being and feel what is here. That, to me, is being an activist.
You know, talking to you has always been a pleasure, but right now we need to let us know, and the people listening in the 28 countries that's listening, north to south and east to west, and all over the world, how can they get a hold of you? Because I have to get here and get me some comfort food before Walmart closes.
You're so funny. Well, I'll tell you, my website, people can get in touch with me through my website, which is core, C-O-R-E, body, B-O-D-Y, wisdom, WISDOM.com. And
okay,
my email.
Core, body, wisdom.com, C-O-R-E, B-O-D-Y-W-I-S-D-O-M.com. And her website speaks for itself. It's getting that body right.
Yeah. I mean, we are divine beings.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm experiencing lately working with people is I've been seeing a lot more cancer patients and willing feel what has never been felt before in their body. It's a time of awakening and responsibility. So Chris, I want to add, activism means being responsible, and responsible means having the ability to respond.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Well,
amen.
Everybody, it's 7-Eleven, and we got 4 minutes, but I'm getting ready to wrap this up and zip to my car and zip down to Walmart. And Mark told me you got a new book, so you can always come back and discuss that book in detail. But I love you, Chris.
You.
I love you, Mark, and I especially love you, Jenny. And, girl, I don't know, your voice sounds a little sexier than it did last time. What's really going on? You got a love interest?
Female Barry White. My book, but it's Spiritual Anatomy, everyone.
Which is excellent. It's an excellent book.
Thank you, Mark.
The book in detail. Do you want to give a shout out to anybody in personal?
Oh, how sweet. Personally, I'd love to send so much love to my daughter and granddaughter and son-in-law in North Carolina that I am aching to hug, really aching to hug. So, yeah, thank you. And all of the beautiful beings that have been so wonderful in my life. And to all of you, thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you. So, Chris, Mark, you. I love all of y'all. I got to run.
I love you.
Okay,
go get your and wham whams.
Okay. Yeah. Well, y'all take care.
Okay. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Love you.